This week on America Interrupted from the PBS NewsHour. The coronavirus has killed 200,000 and infected 6.5 million people in the U.S. But amid those statistics, there are the 2.5 million Americans who have recovered from the disease.
We're survivors. I thank God for it. And that's all I can say.
We hear from three of those survivors about what it was like to have COVID-19, why getting better is an ongoing process, and why it affects people so differently.
Your personal experience is so vastly different than mine, than to yours, than to anyone else's.
Listen and subscribe to America Interrupted, wherever you listen to podcasts.
While the candidates continue to make their cases, more than 22 million Americans have already voted, including 2.5 million ballots cast in Texas, where early voting began this week. Our Daniel Bush has been reporting in the state, and he joins us now from Houston. So, Dan, hello. We know earlier this week you were in Georgia reporting on early voting there during the pandemic. You've now spent, a couple of days in the Houston area, Harris County. What are you seeing in terms of voting there?
Judy, Texas is one of only just 5 states where the pandemic itself is not an excuse to cast a mail-in ballot. So the only people who can vote by mail here through absentee ballots are people aged 65 and older or who are disabled and meet a couple other criteria. A lot of those voters, though, are choosing to hand those ballots in person. They don't trust the mail system. But the governor here, a Republican, Greg Abbott, has made that harder by limiting these drop box locations where you can drop off those ballots to just one per county. Here in Houston and Harris County, that single location is outside of a football stadium. You can see the images there. It's not very accessible, though, however, for people without a car or on foot. Democrats have argued that this is blatant voter suppression in a county that is 40% African-American and Latino. Republicans, however, have defended this move and pointed out that there are other ways that voting has been expanded through a larger early voting window and new, for the first time in Texas, drive-through voting.
And it's so interesting because Harris County, 2.4 million residents, only one drop-off voting ballot place. Quickly, Dan, what are voters telling you about how they sense what their options are for voting? How much do they know? How concerned are they?
Well, there's a range of views, certainly a lot of concern. Other people who said that it was a fairly easy process, I should say. Let's take a look at two voters and what they had to say about how they voted.
I feel like he's trying to suppress the voters by only having one drop box, especially for Harris County. For being the 4th largest city in the U.S., he's trying to suppress the voters, especially since he's Republican. He's trying to suppress the poor people by making it harder for them to vote.
I have some underlying health issues, and with the COVID virus, I thought, it might be a little less crowded, or just being in my car, I'd be around less people in this setting. And being in Texas, it gets warm, and being out in the sun for maybe an hour or hour and a half waiting in line, it just wasn't going to work for me. So with the drive-through, just less people versus the more traditional polling place.
And there you saw that drive-through voter, Judy. That was part of an effort by the Harris County clerk, the official in charge of voting in Harris County, a Democrat, to expand voting. He gave me a tour of the headquarters there, and there are hundreds of workers as we speak processing ballots and preparing for the election in November.
So, Dan, with all the issues swirling around how people are going to vote, what are the expectations there for turnout, ultimately?
Well, Judy, you noted the numbers at the beginning. The first 3 days of early voting here in Texas saw record turnout. Officials say they expect that to continue. Hundreds of thousands they expect of increased early voters from 2016, double the number of additional or extra absentee ballots requested, and they expect to be cast. So turnout right now is up in Texas.
Dan Bush reporting for us from Houston, Harris County, Texas. Thank you, Dan.